It's the next gear on PodTech.net. My name is Matt Kelly. I'm joined here today by Freeman Thomas. He's Design Director for North American Strategic Design, and we're here to talk about the Ford Airstream concept vehicle. And as far as concept goes, this one is a beauty.
Oh, thank you. We had a lot of fun creating the Ford Airstream, and it's got a lot of different levels that would interest a lot of different people. Obviously, you start off by the way it looks. And you stand back and you have to smile because it actually has a little bit, we designed a little bit of a whimsical character into the shape. And that shape actually has a lot to do with Airstream. And Airstream's through, it's a 75-year-old company, and it's part of the American landscape. And the first thing you notice is that polished aluminum skin. And what we've done on this vehicle is we've actually created a paint finish that looks exactly like anodized aluminum. And there's a lot of design traits on the exterior, part of the DNA, that are both Ford and Airstream. And the thing is that both companies are part of America's landscape in an authentic way. You usually saw an Airstream driving down the road with a Ford towing it. And starting off with looking at the rear, you have the three marker lamps up on top, which are traditional Airstream. You've got the 12 traditional rivets, which if you go around the vehicle and you look at the side little plates with the American flags, we codenamed this vehicle the American Journey. And we did that because we were really inspired by a few different things, and one of them was the Stanley Kubrick movie 2001 Space Odyssey. And if you watch the movie and you look at the vehicle, you can definitely see the influences. The exterior color we've named Liquid Orbit. The interior colors, and the interior is also a place where you just want to hang out. It's like a lounge, and it's just packed full of technology. But it's all hidden in a way that it's there. But the one thing that you do see is the 360-degree television monitor, and what we have with that is like a virtual lava lamp. We have a virtual aquarium and a virtual fireplace going on, but it's also connected to a direct feed. The exterior rear view cameras are removable, and we have one mounted onto a tripod. And on your journey, you can tape your events, your family and your friends. Mm-hmm. And the side door, the way it opens up, is like a front row seat. If you park along the Pacific Ocean, or you go to Yellowstone or Yosemite, and you just hang out in the lounge inside.
You just open the door and watch the show, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. And the drivetrain on the vehicle is really unique. We worked very closely with our science research laboratory, and it's based on a prototype called the TDV7, and it's a fuel cell. It's a fuel cell hybrid. And we have actually a display up on the wall that shows what's underneath the floor. And the shape is what we call a monovolume, which means that it's a one-box shape that allows a max amount of space for people inside. And by putting the drivetrain below the floor, it allows us to just maximize the use of available space for people and their stuff. And so this drivetrain, the fuel cell is hydrogen, but it's called a plug-in. And the plug-in means that at night you plug the vehicle in your garage, and it charges up the lithium-ion batteries enough so that you basically get 25 miles of range for free before it kicks over. It's less than a penny a mile. After the 25 miles, it kicks into the hydrogen system. The hydrogen goes to a generator, generates electricity to charge up the batteries. The batteries go to electric motors where you get incredible torque, and you've got over 300 miles of range. And we've actually gotten up to 400 with the system, and we're looking and projecting in the future probably to get over 500 miles of range.
As we look ahead, concept vehicles usually they certainly don't go into production, but they serve as a design inspiration for future production vehicles. Will this Airstream have that same influence on design of Ford in the future?
I think it will, because when we do concept vehicles, we get an amazing amount of freedom as designers to really create our dreams.
You must have had a lot of fun with this one.
We did, and it's always done with a team. I just happen to be the creative director that I'm in the trenches with my team. And we've got, I've got someone that's responsible for the exterior design, someone interior design, materials, colors, fabrication. I put my best talent around the concept vehicles. It's like creating a movie or doing a creating a screenplay, and you put just the best team, you know, together to do this. And what we end up coming up with is furthering the Ford DNA and furthering the design language and also innovation. So this vehicle is really also looking at crossovers. We think that the minivan is really dead. And the reason I say that is because it's too pragmatic, and it's not something that you aspire to own. And crossover vehicles are really clothed in personalities and characters that say something about your lifestyle. And they just happen to be able to fulfill your functional needs inside with being able to seat five or seven, people, or if not more. And it does it in a way that really sort of reflects your lifestyle.
With the hybrid capabilities of this vehicle, are we going to be seeing more of that in future Ford vehicles?
Well, it's something that we are definitely working on. We've got hybrids already out on the market. We've made a commitment to do more. But what we're also looking at now with this system, working with our science research lab, is that this is a new type of a hybrid using a fuel cell hydrogen, which is zero emissions. The only thing that comes out of the exhaust is a little bit of steam. It's dead quiet. You can't even hear it. But it's also, you could also connect the hybrid system up with a diesel or an internal combustion engine. But in this case, what we really wanted to achieve and wanted to prove is that we really do have the prototype to do this type of work. And it's actually a vehicle that is safe. It can be used in everyday traffic, can be used on your journeys and on your travels. And we've actually had competitors coming up and studying our actual prototype that's up on the wall, and we've obviously got some things hidden in there, and we've got some of our competitors a little bit anxious, because they see that we've got technology within our science research lab that's real, and we've actually got prototypes to prove it.
It's a beautiful car. It really, grabbed me immediately because I love to go and do car camping, get out into nature and to be able to actually, sleep in your vehicle or something like that. So this one, it gave me that feel that I could, drive out to, Yosemite Park and, open the hatch, so to speak, and watch the beautiful show of nature unfold right in front of me.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I'm the same way because I grew up in Southern California and with microbuses and Woodies and there's a lot of that kind of inspiration and influence in a vehicle like that. And living in a beach town, I live in Laguna Beach, California, and it takes a lifestyle. It's not that it's a type of vehicle that says, look at me. It's the type of vehicle that really delivers and it has a functional aspect as well as that it has a certain look to it. And I think we've actually accomplished that in this vehicle and doing it in a way that's absolutely futuristic and something that reflects us, and it reflects us in a literal sense with the surface paint and things like that, but also as designers that we're kind of we think that we're teachers in a sense to the rest of culture. That's one of the reasons why we call ourselves cultural architects, because automobiles and vehicles throughout time has influenced and in a sense created the lifestyles. People have connected their whole lifestyle next to the Mustang. They connected themselves next to the Cobra, and our concept vehicles that we have this year really are taking, cut it into three different types of American lifestyles. That's why we call this one American Journey. We've got another one called American Muscle, and the other one's called American Beauty.
Awesome. Freeman Thomas, Design Director of North American Strategic Design for Ford Motor Corporation. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
For the next year, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.